teni tegwa chim jul lama teni shore sheba la dun nama shi na dun jun yu sheba la lu nam sha ta ngelang ge she dang ju yong zu gin jawa nama sumi pe na ne ngelang ge she ke kap su tog ja chuk sum gin ge ngelang sheba na tog jul ne shi keba sheba ni yu pe na ne tog jul ne shi keba sheba de la yang tu mong de du so so yu ngode da pensel nomba sumi pe nani susu ngore susu ngo sheban de la shi pe nani tango chuin den shebare de la ya nangse su sabje nomba ye sore da chuin den sheban de la na nangse su sabje nomba ge yu pe nani sabje sumba tan domdun gebar shebare domdun gebar sheban de la yang Namshan number Chubu on D. Subject number Gay, you can say you're going to D. None. But subject you want to tang na subject Sumba. Then told on them. Then Sum sang there. I am in the Demi Gitundi, say, come Della. Then Demi Gitundi, somebody, Tom. Dongi Kasu, Dembig Dun Sumare. Dembig Dun singing day, you're doing the tow temper. That's she younger. You're doing the tow temper singing she on the Yundun de la, then in Juyun to the Jibuyun to the singing of a knee she younger. That they get Dun Sheba de la and Tumon to temper down, so so you won't sheba sneeping on it, so so you won't sheba it, won't sheba de la Juyun de Sheba down, then in Jibuyun de Sheba knee you've been nanny, then Juyun de Sheba going to shoot Cindy. Dering dan jebugi, yudun dembigi, dun siapa dek, suara cipe kapsu babare.
Please listen to the motivation of bodhicitta thinking of all sentient beings. So this teaching is given on the Mahayana Uttaratantra Shastra. Teachings are presented in four parts, and we're in the third one, which is the explanation of the actual explanation of the treatise itself. In that explanation, there are three parts. There's first general presentation of the body of the treatise, then there's individual representation of the limbs of the treatise, and then the conclusion. We are in the second part, the presentation of the limbs. In that, there are two parts. There's first presentation of the result that is to be attained, the three jewels, and then presentation of the four remaining sections, which are presentation of how to attain this result of fruition. We are in the second part, and which is presented in four parts, and the first one is a presentation of the Dhamma Dhatu that is to be realized. And so the the presentation of the Dhamma Dhatu that is to be realized, there are eight sections. It is presented in eight parts, and we are in the third one, which is a detailed explanation of the synopsis. That detailed explanation of the synopsis also has eight parts, and we're also in the third part, which is presenting how the element is the possessor of all the qualities. In that, there's a first teaching come to a possession of qualities of both cause and result, and then the individual explanation of each, the qualities of the result and the qualities of the cause. So we're in the second part, and so which is presenting first the qualities of the cause, and then cause qualities, and then second is presenting the result qualities. So we reach now the presentation of the second part, which is the cause qualities.
Marmela, Pejarchin, she young girl. Tribune, don't you say, not an answer? Dine, Sarmigi, he she. Demami been dejing, so that Sarmigi, he she, so can be a casole, chache. Dine, demami been dejing, so the pangwig chai, Maranida, ne maluper, jurpe. Pangwan nami mepar sore ye she dan dimam me pin dejin ni dan ne maluba dimam me pin dejin ni sendu ta zo tong bi cha
So the result qualities within the stainless abode, that is the element. Dumame benes, So within the stainless abode, that is the element. So the abode, or like the element, is like the basis for this freedom from stain, the absence of stain. So there are different qualities. And remember, so yesterday, so when we had the general presentation of the teaching common to possession of qualities of both cause and result, and we said that the qualities of the result were compared to a lamp. And so here it says, so within this stainless abode, that is the abode, that is the element, the five kinds of super knowledges, non-defiled primordial wisdom and stainless suchness, and the elimination, that is the and the complete transformation of illumination, are all inseparably present. Therefore it is comparable to a lamp flame with its light, heat and color, which are similarly present in an inseparable way. So this the element has, at the level of so the result, you know, it is free from all stains. And there are different qualities. There's those five kinds of super knowledges, and there is also the aspect of non-defiled primordial wisdom. So that untainted primordial wisdom that corresponds to the aspect of the omniscience of the Buddha, and then stainless suchness. Stainless suchness corresponds to the aspect of elimination of obscurations. So, which is, it says after that, the complete transformation of illumination. Are all inseparably present. So the complete transformation of illumination. That is that. At that level of the fruition, then all the obscurations have been eliminated. So that refers to, so we have this stainless suchness corresponding to the empty aspect, to the basic space aspect, And she's this also corresponding to this quality of complete transformation, that is the elimination of all the obscurations. The elimination of all the obscurations is, of course, a way of understanding that is of the lower kind of vehicles. In the higher vehicle, there's no actual transformation. It has always been primordially pure, but it is a way, just a way of expressing it, that there's a transformation that takes place. And so all those qualities are inseparably present. So that is that there is no separation between, so this emptiness aspect, the aspect of wisdom, the aspect of elimination, are all inseparably present. There's the inseparability of emptiness and appearances at the level of the element and the qualities of the fruition, just like so a lamp, you know, where the light, the heat, and so on are inseparable. All those different qualities are inseparable. So in the same way, also appearances and emptiness are inseparable. So now we come to the fourth section, fourth point, that is the about the manifestation of ways to relate to the element, which is different according to the individual. Sorry. So it is presented into two parts.
is first explaining how it is taught or related to or this division in three, how this division in three come about. And so that's the first section, the first point. And so it says, the suchness of ordinary people, noble disciples, and perfectly enlightened Buddhas is presented in three different ways, or related to in three different ways, beginning from which he who sees suchness, the Buddha, taught this essence of the conquerors to those beings who have the good fortune. For if there were no such differences, according to the three kinds of being, there would be nothing other than Dhammakaya law. So there are three kinds of, as was mentioned earlier, three kinds of individuals distinguished. We have ordinary individuals, we have the bodhisattvas on the bhumis, the higher bodhisattvas, and then the Buddhas, which are basically three different supports of this this element, this Dharmakaya. And in terms of these differences, so in terms of the purity, so the there's the suchness or the element within ordinary people, then the suchness or the element within noble disciples, that are the bodhisattvas and the bhumis, and then suchness of the perfectly enlightened Buddhas. So therefore, there's three ways to relate to that, three ways in which manifest, or so that can be related to. And so the first one is the Buddha, and the Buddha in whom so the suchness, the element, is completely pure, devoid of any obscuration, and he taught this essence of the conquerors, this Tathagatagarbha, to those beings who have the good fortune. And it says, for if there were no such differences according to the three kinds of being, there would be nothing other than the Dharmakaya alone. So there's this
Tensungi ewa mena chukubashi le
Tensungi ewa mena ten de la kansa kama sungi son digi ewa chene masha bai na kam kono gi ngene ewa chaya wama kam kano mo ne ta yenden yeden re chen tatani magyo bai indi chuku shata chama kore re chuku sani shagyo mo ne.
So what it means is that there is differences in terms of the three kinds of three kinds of supports, says here, three kinds of being, which is meaning translation, or three kinds of support, that you have three different types of support for this Dharmakaya. But at the level of the Dharmakaya itself, there's not the slightest difference. But it's just the three different kinds of support, three different kinds of being in which, you know, it is present, it is found. Then on the basis of this, on the basis of these three types of beings of support, then we make the this distinction, and in three categories. But we have to know that at the level of the Dharmakaya itself, there is no such distinction, no such division.
Deni denpa tonga pakwa nam ni soya da denpa tonga pakwa soya da na shungi ngwe de rana samba tangwa ina ni zo da janju senpa la shen rogo yore de ina yang danda dege nyakab sum kaso kansa namba sum dege kam densa ge da ten chasang haji shen rogo yore ten chasang shen rogo kaso nyerang pakwa de zo la ya da kwa deshin ningbo ki chab yore wa nyerang pakwa de zo la ya chab yore chab ondi da nyerang pakwa de zo la ya ini kaso le Shukten senare, tizon sha choguyore, sha goguyore, pimena yan, yan of papa singing, kaka chanduyore, the kansa sungi, nekap sungi, the dumatuba sort of chanduyore. Demba tonga, papa, nomni,
the day to take was a papa nana de tsura,
yan of papa, 친지 로그도 슈발에 도바 친지 말로바 슈바 양다바 통화인 소에 감 양 아 가서 내로 양다바 통화인라 대신 셰바니 최탐 진지다와 신 친지 말로바 씨바다 내로 양다바 통화 대자 많이 받지니 다 내로기 된 데도 양 친지 말로바 지니다 용수 좀 받지 소 씨바세나 해리 다디 연대 자동군도 줄 연구로 친지 말로바 씨바다 Dini baca cumi cumi nit cumi sore cumi nit ino sore jadi tak kanza anda lah cinci logo shuba de cinci maloba shuba de yang tak per cinci maloba shuba sini dan nama sumgi cewon tu dan dayin juki dayin si pening bo de lah yang tak sore dan nama sum lah cinci logo dan cinci maloba dan jeba sih aja dah yang tak cinci maloba dan jeba sih yang tak per cinci maloba ni Dijinis ini, tapi dia jin kanzai. Ewa nama sumchen logo dari sone. Baca cumi cumi ni do sone. Ni ino sone.
So then the next section shows shows its progressive level of purity in those three kinds of individual, or it is increasingly purer in those three kinds of beings. So the progressive level of purity. So first says, ordinary people are those who, with their mistaken minds, perceptions and views, mistake the true nature of things. And so, again, so this, what we just said, so the Dhammakaya itself is indivisible, but just on the basis of the different types of individuals, different types of beings, that we make this distinction in three, divided in three. And so, first... So the related to the to purity in the way that is explained now, that ordinary people are those with their mistaken minds, perceptions and views mistake the true nature of things. And so ordinary people are those who have like wrong views, who do not see, who are unable to see authentically the way things are, the nature of things. And so therefore they are deluded or they see wrongly. And so they are this is the level of impurity. Then we have the seers of the truth. The noble ones, which are those who see truly as the contract such mistakes. So the noble ones here refer not only to the noble bodhisattvas, but also to noble Sharvakas and Pratika Buddhas, because they otherwise they would be left out in those three categories. Then there would be still beings which do not belong to any of the three categories. And so therefore, when we talk about noble beings here, we need to understand noble Sharvakas and noble Pratika Buddhas as well, such as the Sharvaka Arhats and Sharvaka Pratika Buddha Arhats. And so, and in this this category corresponds to those who see truly as they counteract such mistakes. So that is the mistakes of ordinary people, of having wrong views and mistakenly and not being able to see truly the nature of things, but with mistakes. And so, because they contract such mistakes, they eliminate such wrong views, then they are able to see the nature of things as it is. And so, this is the second category, so those who do not have so this mistaken perception. And the third is the Tathagatas are those who see all phenomena as they are without any mistake, and who, having destroyed the true obscuration along with the habitual tendencies, are entirely without any conceptual elaboration. So that the level of the Buddhas, the complete perfect Buddhas, who see genuinely, authentically the nature of things and all phenomena. And so that is, in this way, there are those three levels: the level of the mistaken perception, the level of the absence of this mistaken perception, and the level of the completely unmistaken pure perception.
Shindu number dava, Sanji capsuni, kam rangla, dima yeni, dima, kasore, chunjunji, and mebajin, loburgitima, zavane, pang tavare. Then Shindu number dava cup, the Sanji capsu. Gorim Shindu, dimazani, madapa, gicapsu, the same gens in labure, chevare. Then in Janjup semba tang, seondu, da mada gicap the Janjup semba shagi or race on daddy. So, Shungi, New Den Sotavachi, Tagasore, Shannon, Dixare, Ra, Shungi, New Dendi, Tajanju Semains, Shudenla, Tenia, Casore, Nieram Papa Disoyanko, Kam Dela, Pongbangi, Tima, Timakashi, Diary, Timakashi, Madaba, Chadigore, Pabagi, Pabi Kansa, Dizugi, Tima Pangudi, Nimbo Tobne, Pangu, Ra.
And now we come to the fifth point, is the different phases which are phase in name only. And so the first is a presentation of the way that the name of those three phases is given or attributed to the three phases. And so it is, as we've just explained, you know, that there are three stages. There's of mistaken perception, of unmistaken perception, and completely unmistaken perception. So those three stages so correspond to those three phases that are discussed here. It says this stanza explains that accordingly the actual point The phase is occurring in particular individual, the phase when the element is defiled and thus impure, the phase when it is both impure and pure, and the phase when it is utterly and completely pure are respectively referred to by three names, sentient beings, bodhisattvas, and Tathagata. So here, so those three phases that we discussed, and that say in another way, there's the phase of impurity, where the element is completely covered in defilement, that corresponds to the stage of sentient beings. So we talk about the this first phase as sentient beings, when the element, when the Tathagatagarbha, is completely covered in defilement. Then there's the phase which is called mixed purity and impurity, and this phase of mixed purity and impurity correspond to the stage of the Aryas. So here it says in the text, it says Arya Bodhisattvas, which is what the text here teaches directly. But we need to understand that this refers also to the Arya Sharvakas and Pratika Buddha, who do also have eliminated certain of the some of the discards of the path of seeing regarding the element, and so therefore have a certain degree of there's a certain degree of purity, there's a certain degree of obscurations that have been eliminated, and they are still, together with the Arya Bodhisattvas, with some obscurations. They haven't completely eliminated all of them, all the discards of the all the impurity, and so therefore it is a phase of mixed purity and impurity, and so that corresponds to the Arya Bodhisattvas, as said in the text. But also we need to understand so that that indirectly refers as well to the Arya Sharvakas and Arya Pratika Buddhas. And the third phase corresponds to what we call Tathagata or Buddha, and that is the phase of complete purity, where all the obscurations have been completely, fully eliminated.
Sumgi dendru dusul sum siyori negap sum dire negap sumgi dendru da kong kong du shesha pege namshan namba chui nani drupo kong du shesha drupun dire ngo nige den dang la so pe te sone ngo nige den sori ngo kami ngo ju debu le temba juba sene di ngon du negap tiki ngon du drup shesha nga la so pe te ju de kangi tendu yubi ju da meba la soba dan jebu zangde takdan la soba dan deni kangi jele dan kamla judegi yun dun denba dan deni ga sore gangzagi ewe juba sene namba jubo sone jubi den de den di dugis ni dubayin dugis ni dubayi kamdi ni da gondu ngo juri le den juba sene dan namba ga sore dugi yun kamgi rāngshīn chīk shē parwa, kāṁ kī tuyān chīk shē parwa. Dēlā thāṁ chī, tā nekāp nāmbā sūm dīgī kōnsō yāng dūg rē sō nā kāṁ dīnī, dē tāpī nekāp sūm dāk tū, shē mā tāpī mīng sūm gīnī, tēn bā yīng gī sō rā rā. Tā ndā nekāp nāmbā sūm dū shē shāk bē kāṁ sēngiñ dā, gōng dū ngō jū rē lē dī, jūk bī kī kāp sū shē shāk bē gī, kāṁ sēngiñ dīnī, ngō rē chāni, kēpār chūng sē chāng mē bā yīng sō rā rā. Nyo kong di shepa tisoyen, nekab sumgi kongsun duguyore, nekab sumgi nanola shesha ba tisoyen da, den kong di shesha ba ngonjure la sobe kam digi rajin rang she digi wari hechere. Khebar chungse chan medo she so osu.
The second section is to show how all three phases include the first 6 points. So how the three phases include the first 6 points. So the element which is described by the first 6 points, so that is, you know, the points. Now we come to the essence of you know, the element was the first point, second the aspect of cause, and the aspect of result, then the aspect of function or action, then the aspect of endowment, and the last one was the this aspect of manifestation, or the way to engage with it. And so those are the six ways in which we've been describing the element, kind of six points regarding the element, or six characteristics of the element. And those six are included within those three phases, that meaning that here in each phase, you know, because those three phases are just phases in name only. It's not like there's a division at the level of the element, and then you would have, you know, a certain part of the element in one phase, and other parts are in another phase. It is not like that. It's that all the all aspects of the element are included in all three phases, because those phases are just in name only. They are not at the level of the element itself, but just a way to distinguish on the basis of the level of purity.
Dani da sabje nduba cha de ra sabje nduba khadar kun du tur de ni sore de nam ba ga so nam sha nam ba ju yin na ni ta nam sha nam ba ge ba cha lu yo le kun du tur de la ni ni so e ve nang nang bo tok me kun la cha pi chul so dan indi chue tam je la chabe ju pe ji dar na tok ba me jin di ba me da ni jin nam kha ni so ne per na ba so re nam kha sing in de la lo yi nam tok kha ya me ba re di na shin nam kha de la di ba yang kha ya me ba re di ba me so yi nam tha nam kha gi shen dip do ye di di kha ya me ba re ba ba so re dila da diba me se yong de so thore gi diba me si bi de da je ne de nam kha rang la diba me se yong de ra de ma de nam kha le ji da ni le da ni mo bi gi diba ye mi gi da sam la tang ye yo ma re wa de de da de diba de le da ni mo diba se ne ma me thore gi diba me bi da ni jen so le nam kha ni su jen tham je la er me par da su jen gi ngo bo tham jela da sudan diro rijala so bi sujin ni da che bembe gi che ka ji ju yo ba ni da tham jela nam kha de gi kun du je su song shin nam kha de gi cha bar chi yo re so tar te de na shin chen ni sem gi rang shin ji me gi in se na ya re ta tu gi ne lu se na ya re shin de war shi mi ning bon de gi yang nam kha de shin du da gang za gi nega tham jela soke imba ina ya re phaba imba ina ya re sangji phaba imba ina ya ta ka so tham jela soke na lobe phaba na sangji phaba tham jela ta chab yo re so tham ji kundun do ni do so de ni de na tok ka so re tok wa me shin do ta kundu chab ne yo re so na to ni ta no so
So the sixth section now is how it is omnipresent, like space. And so it has two parts. First, how the non-conceptual state pervades everything, and how its general characteristic is indivisible. How the non-conceptual state pervades everything, first part, says, so as an analogy, just as space, the very epitome of what is without concepts and unobscured is present in and inseparably pervades all objects with form, So likewise, the nature of mind, the Immaculate Dharma Dhatu too, like space, is present everywhere in individuals at all phases. So here, so the element or the Dharma Dhatu is compared to space. And space is pervades all objects and also does not obstruct anything, doesn't obscure anything. Just it accommodates everything, and in the so all things happen within the space, and space never blocks or obstructs or obscures anything. And in the same way also, so the basic space of the Dharma Dhatu is never obscured by the concepts and thoughts, and never thinks that it's going to have, you know, negative emotions and things like that. But then all the negative emotions are there within the basic space of the Dharma Dhatu. So just as all phenomena, all things can manifest within the within space, and so in the same way all phenomena then manifest within the Immaculate Dharma Dhatu. So that's what it says here, that the Immaculate Dharma Dhatu too, like space, is present everywhere in individuals, at all phases.
그러니까 내가 탐지라 세나야래 강사 탐지라 중인디 지 체니도 차비오가 손에 지 체니라 여와미 비출 인 남당디니 손에 주 근기 지 체니 담 중이 지 가서리 주 탐지기 지 체니 세나야래 주 탐지기 아가 소리. 춘이 소리. 춘이기 출루 군차비 임베. 에 다디 다 최 담지 세노야 단다. 내가 딱아 소리. 숨부기 강사 대졸아. 아 조시고 그도와. 군 군차비 임베. 네바단 제바 소개기 직제. 연던당 된바. 디바자니 마방이 소개 소개제 연전당 된바 장주센바다 연전 탑도 상기비 내가 탐제라 잡대 송래 다 지 체니도 잡아 잡니 요송래 다 주인이 줄로 잡대 에 베르나 다 남카디게로 수기 남바 멤비 린사이 뉴라요 다 수크론래 멤버당 드니가서 바르바다 초고세네샤 The member the Sayinu, the lion Namkiki Chabgiores, Barma Sanginu, the lion Namkicha, Cho Serginu, the Zulian Namkiki Jesu Toshi, Namkiki Chabiore, the Nazi, the Ni Chuni Digi Yang, Cho Casore, and the member Soketan, Barba Jajusen Batam, Cho Sanjin de Zola Chazan, the Jesu Toshi Chabiores, Chisenu Chabiores, Chavishino.
Oh, its general characteristic is indivisibility. So since the utterly pure Dharma Dhatu, which is the common characteristic or ultimate nature of all phenomena, pervades everything, it is always present at all phases, that of ordinary people with their faults, that of bodhisattvas endowed with their qualities, and that of Buddhahood's ultimate qualities, just as in forms of inferior kind, clay vessels, of medium kind copper vessels, and of superior kind golden vessels. Space is ever present and pervades them all. So the Dharma Dhatu is it says the its general characteristic or is common characteristic. So that is this is a characteristic that is common to all phenomena. That is, you know, the Dharma Dhatu pervades all phenomena, and it pervades everything, and it is always present at all phases in sentient beings. So it is a characteristic common to all phenomena, and meaning to all sentient beings. That is that includes so all the. Remember, we have those three categories of ordinary people, of Aryas and of Buddhas, and so the category of ordinary people with their faults are always pervaded, or the the Dharma Dhatu always pervades those, is present in those sentient beings. And it is also present always in the bodhisattvas who are endowed with qualities. And then a present at a Buddhahood also, which has this, which manifests the ultimate qualities of this Dharma Dhatu. So, and it is the same as space. Space pervades throughout all phenomena in the same way, doesn't make it, without making any distinction. And the example given here is of you know, vessels, and you can have clay vessels or copper vessels or excellent golden vessels, but you know, the space pervades them all in the same way. Doesn't make any difference between a clay vessel and a golden vessel. So in the same way also, the Dharma Dhatu is present within all, within ordinary sentient beings, within Aryas, and within Buddhas, in the same way.
Да, да, цул гебар шепа, сене шегер. Да, им деге раншин, джура меба, неба чирва. Ин, ганде, сена. Ну, дичи ки капна ган, неба лобру ван дару нитан, тембе раншин меба дан сон рва. Да, кам де ла, семджин ги джуна ёша бе, джим. Jimana Jibi Yi Dimin Yipumna Yushabi Kam Dela Samla Tawa Yina Yang Jiman De Loburu Ndarungi Tsullo Da Ka Suri Nebari Mato Kam Korangi Ranshin Mayin Suri Nidang Denbe Kamgi Ranshin Neba Mayin Batang Yendun Ranshin Nigi Ermeba Da Kamgi Chisu Sangi Bikapsu Topshabi Yi Da Nami Yi Yen Kudang Yishi Yen Dunla Soba Nde Yorba Dezo Kam je kam korang ge ranshin du dubyore kam korang da nisu mebam er meba chini dubyore sonan del merung adan dembe de jön singin dalung je kam ge ranshin na mide mare yendun da sangji kudang ise singin de zoni kam ge ranshin kam ge ngod er meba chini demba yindu sonan min bichir jidar ngar korwar neche jidar korwar nebe ge kap kam de ge ranshin kande yeba Nete, Jidawa in my shin, she, Nanele deva, the Naras, Koro Nebicasu, Casore, and come give you and do Kaya, Mungi or Mari, Kaya, sell you or Mari de, Yenaya, Nebala, come give you and Jidawa Shin, Yusore, Koro Yenegavita, come deda, Chi Nanele deva, Dena young, De Shindu, Chi Nanele Debicasu, and then Kandiri, there, and I'm sending in every. Kapsuyan, tindirang, yore, sona, tindirang, mohola samlatamana, sanjidna, simjingi, kamsingindela, jura kaya, mebajin, tatu, rashin, jura mebi, chuni chendu, dodo, son, tindirang, simjingi, kapsu, kamsingindi, yundun, mebasu, nabuchita, sanji, kapsu, yundun, ta sardung, jungshaba, tindirang, mayin, sona, rada, mohola kebra kaya, mebajin, neve, son, tindirang, digida, tatu, mijura, sona, Korwigi negam na imbae ne, nyangdegi negam na imbae, kaduwe ne da, kamge ranshin di, mijurwa che ni, kaso re, jidara ngashin, chi deshin, negyo re, shibito imbae.
The seventh point is that it is forever and changing. So, so there's two parts, first showing that the phases are unchanging, and then detailed explanation. So, first, before, even when it is in the phase of being defiled, it has faults that are adventitious and can be eliminated. They are not, therefore, of its nature. And so, here, showing how it is forever and changing, that means that it is unchanging on a kind of a the kind of temporary level, and then ultimately also unchanging. So we see that the phase of the different phase of sentient beings, then there are obscurations which can be removed, and those obscurations are adventitious, and so they do not they are not the nature of the element itself, or the Dhamma Dhatu, and so therefore they do not change it, or it is not whenever, you know, there are obscurations and then they are removed. This does not change the Dhamma Dhatu itself. It possesses quality which, being inseparable from its very nature and not susceptible to elimination, are not adventitious. Well, on the other hand, it has qualities which are not adventitious, but there are still times when those qualities are not apparent, which do not at times when do not manifest, like in sentient beings, and times at the fruition when it does. And so that is because they are just it's just at the level of the manifestation, at the level of the appearance, but at the level of the element itself, there's not the slightest difference. So there are times at which they appear and times at which they do not appear. So again, here there's no difference at the level of the element itself, that it is always endowed with those enlightened qualities. And so it says, therefore, how it is before, while in samsara, is just as it is afterwards, when in nirvana. Thus, it is regarded as having the intrinsic character of being forever unchanging by nature. And so, being forever unchanging by nature, that means there is not the slightest difference. It's not difference like at the time of sentient beings being in a certain way, and then being different at the time of fruition. It is always the same in the... and so, for this is the meaning of this one. It says that it is unchanging or forever unchanging.
Permanent and unchanging. Denam kebar mebar sheba se namba ni binani tambo kajin jura meba sheba re de la yang tan dorte ma dang ge bar sheba dorten ge she den du na ma sumi binani dorte ma di pe jitar nam kha sujingi Sukjin ge chue kun la jesun zhuwa yinyang sunre rwa namkha dege da chue Sukjin ge bambu ge chue tamjian la jesu ta gongdu xeba na xin jini jesu zhuwa yinba yina yang namkha koran ge rangxin di chawa de sunre Suk mibam da dul dun zhuwa kanya mayin bichir sabi chir Suki mita sok nipe Sugi Mitawa Sok Neba Seven Sudi, Hokichi Jurguyorwa, Jura Najin, Namkati Jurguyor Vesena, Namkati Jurguyo Maradi, Sugi Nebi, Kuba Meba, De Shindu, Sembian Tangela, Nebi Kamdian, Sembingi Neba, that Sembingi Jugi Lena, Yumoba Sian, Radan, then I Sembingi, Sembing Kichi Chevala Sopa Tisugi, the name Kamla de Asure, the Kichi Roala Soba Radan, then I see. Maybe the new Wallace of being Google Rims and a Kamola, kind Google Maries, or that it told them by Imbare. Juba Meadows.
Now there's a detailed explanation, and which has three parts. First, explaining that there is no change in the phase of impurity, then it is unchanging in the phase of impurity and purity, and unchanging in the phase of utterly complete purity. So first, that there is no change in the phase of impurity. This also has two parts. First, how it is unchanging like space, and then as a specific explanation. So first, how it is unchanging like space, and then here also there's three parts. It's first a brief presentation, then a detailed explanation, and then a summary of five sections. So the brief presentation. So to summarize an analogy, space pervades all objects with form, but being subtle, meaning profound in having no form, it is completely unsullied by the faults of form, such as impermanence and so on. Likewise, although this, the element, is present in all sentient beings, it is completely unsullied by the faults of sentient beings. So the the example so that is given is of space to illustrate that, to illustrate how it isn't changing. And just in the same way that the space pervades all objects, but yet it is something they said to be, you know, it is very subtle or very profound. That means basically it has no form. It's not like something that, you know, blocks other form that is impeding, but it doesn't have a form. And so it is completely untouched by the faults of form, such as impermanence and so on. So even though, so it pervades everything, and all the objects that it pervades are impermanent and change. Space itself is does not change. It's not changed in any way whatsoever. And so, likewise, although this element is present in all sentient beings, it is completely untouched by the faults of sentient beings. And so, in the same way as a space, so it's not, you know, touched by the, it doesn't become impermanent because it pervades permanent objects, then in the same way also the element doesn't become tainted or sullied by the stains of sentient beings, the faults of sentient beings.
Naniwa gevar shevar geshen de la ya nasi su ta sabje namba nga thamba yu yu su nga nga yinan da wo chujin gejik na yu chujin gi ngayon samla da wo yina gejik tu na wa su re dey chuli jidar nu gi jidin dini namba tam jindu dangbur gochi wi namkha lani geshen su re da nga nga su per na nu gi jidin dini namba tamjin du sore ro da nyugi jigden da ngang semjin gi nesa gi nyugi jigden dini da namba tam je du sore ro di na ne ni khase ka sore dangbo ge wa na ge jig mi je ba de ne da bo mai ba je ne tam je du dangbo go che wi nam kha da gang da nyugi jigden ji yin ni sung de ro tam ji dangbo nam kha la ge sing sore nam kha la ge sing tarya nam kha la nam king ang jig me song de din ang zo ta ka sa ji han ju gi cha sul du su xi wang de dang bo de ne ga su ren nam ke gi na ro la nam ka tong ba ji gi na ro la lung gi jing gu cha ya da na de ne xi ren be xi ren du chu yi jing gu sai yi jing gu ta de ji jin ang zo zhuo gi ta ka su cha sul ji xi ge ro de ne dang bo nam ke gi na ro la ya ke wa ji yang ta ne bi kal ba de zo de tong bi kal ba le wang du yang cha zang nam ka ji gi na ro la tong lu ge ro That the Kijik Tamjin Namkagin Nalora Jigi, Jeva Deshino, Jugengi Domajis Chugi Ing, Dinshi, Ningbo La, that Ningbo digging, Angla Senere, Ningbo digging, Angle, the Nang Semjingi, Wambo Namni, Dangor Gaji, Nang Semjingi, Gasore Pungam Kimchela Sobadilla Tamjit Dangbo, Dinshi, Ningbo digging, Angle, Kiva Chigi. Yang chik karsore na ga ro de yang di ngang le ga ro yo re so re ta chun yin di ngang la ga ro ro nam de dang bo ge xin ta ri jik chang chun yin din e chun yin la ni ni me do so ta sem jin de da ge jik che ba yin ya chun yin ko rang la ta de jin xi bin ning bo de la ge jik ka ya yo ma re pe na nam ki gi ngang la nyu gi ji den tam ji ge jik che ba yin na ba ko rang ta ga so re ge jik ki ma gyo ba che ra Kijikle diabarwa, then I did see boy Ningbo deing a tuning deing on the same gentleman, Kijik Cheva Inaya, tuning coram, Kijikan, Chigimaris, or a tuning, tuning coram, no, Taku, Mijurajin, Mada becomes a young Mijuran, Tennessee Negoris, then the churching Kijik to now us, that's all the churching in any cigarette.
So, another. Detailed explanation, so which has four parts. First, how phenomena apparently arise and perish. So it says, although indeed this universe which contains us in its entirety first arises in and finally perishes within a particular location of space, space itself does not arise or perish. So likewise, although within the Tathagatagarbha, Dharma that when compounded by a substantial and conditioning causes the faculties of sentient beings first arise and finally perish, the ultimate nature does not arise or perish. So, First, it's explaining so the way that there's appearances of rising and ceasing, or the rise and perishing, of that is from the point of view of the phenomena. So if we look from this perspective, and we see that, you know, all phenomena arise and cease, you know, and that basically the entire universe arises, you know, remains for some time and ceases to exist, and then there's the what we call the empty kalpa. After that, then for a long period of time, and all this appears within space. So within space, there is the appearance and the of the arising and of the ceasing of all the phenomena, but it doesn't change the space in the slightest. All those phenomena arise and cease within the within space, but it doesn't make space arise and cease. And so, in the same way, also all the faculties of sentient beings, so the sentient beings first arise and finally perish within the Tathagatagarbha, means in the Tathagatagarbha, or in this Dharmadhatu uncompounded. And so even though all those arise, you know, sentient beings with their faculties and so on, arise at some point, you know, remain for some time and cease to exist, perish, then it doesn't make the Tathagatagarbha impermanent. It doesn't, imply or make that the Tathagatagarbha itself then arises, dwell, and ceases. It is like space. Just as, you know, all phenomena arise and cease within space, so in the same way also, or sentient beings with their negative emotions and so on manifest within the space of the Dharmadhatu, that is the Tathagatagarbha. So that is explaining this from the perspective of the phenomena, the object, how it is unchanging.
대님이바다 춘인데 춘이 그런 집밤이 비기 출제. 나나 당고데 저 최진 계직 남위게 출내시 바로와 최진이 전에 시발에 내 난다 니바데 다 춘인데 이게 가서 집밤이 비기 출송에 기타 남카 뒤타 에 남카데 당 안주게 가서리 뉴 대소 뉴진은 직발 제발라 아 다 직발 제발데라 내 넘버 숨숨과 가소레 다 치버 제바데라 내 넘버 숨 내 넘버 뒤태이 메스 뒤태이 메스 근데 다 갈비게 가소 똥도 되갑소 다 차장 메듄 에 가소레 메듄 단 추단 디나시 룽찌기 집아드니 시겨라 디나 뒤태이 메스 근데 갈바 똥으로 집이 메디 그러나 아 대체 되는 인열위기 매생대양 인열위기 매생대양 그런 주 제단기 매래 아 등주르기 차와다 빼마세게 차와되는 시기열에 아주 레난기 또기 매대 빼마세게 차와되는 여에서 라신이 매생이 제단기 그런 주 매대로 아다 디순 순보 남기 능최 가두야 남야 되는 남카생이 치바자는 요 말에 해서래 일단 치바 진행 매 매로와 메디 가도 치료 말해서 근데 나신 전에 컴 되니 에 가서에 뒤타이 매당 다 좀 마신로 반전 자라인 말에 뒤타이 매당 잡아 치와다 근데 나신 녀르기 매당 잡아 나와다 아 라신기 매당 잡아 가와 다 됐으니 개가 나치기 가 치와다 나와다 가위기 가도야 직투고 말해서 컴 되러와 미식반이도 오소
The second point is how the absolute nature does not perish. So, just as space, until now, has never been burned by the three fires, the fire of the end of time, the fire of the hells, and the ordinary fire, so likewise, this, the element, is certainly not burnt by the fires of death, sickness, and old age. So, so here we see how this the absolute nature, the Dharmata nature, is does not perish. And the example, again, with the example of space, and of the three fires. So we distinguish three different types of fire. There's the fire of the end of time, that is at the end of the kalpa of destruction, just before the kalpa of voidness. Then there is this great fire of the end of time, actually the seven fires at the end of time that completely burn whatever world system there is. And so this is an extremely intense fire. Then there's the fire of the hells. So in the fire in the hells, it seems, is even hotter than the fire that we're used to. It's an incredibly hot fire. And then we have the ordinary fire, the one that we know. But those three, you know, even though, so they all burn within space, and they've burned a number of times within space, they never ever burn space oven there. And so the it is the same also with the element, also in the same way. They cannot be burnt or, you know, kind of destroyed by the fires of death, sickness, and old age. So even though they happen within that space of the Dharma Dhatu, of the element, yet they never touch it, they never affect it. Mm-hmm. So the element does not perish.
Nansisu pedang dendang dini pedun jarwas ini tidak jarwas nama sumi pini nanggo pede resan tu. Tar rimbar pedi tarar sone. Tad kasore. Cujun tu tu jig bicul dang cuni mijig bicul tu tak gebar resi rumba. Yang tu jidar jigden gini. Jigden gini say cingkur ni cula teni caksin. Nela sore chuni lungla tenching lungne namkha la rap to neba yin motki namkha ni juken la teba me bichir lungna chuda da sonda dana ngaran zu jigen de da ngaran zu kare la ten yore sena sa la ten de yore wa sa kho ga la ten yore sena sa dia den sa chig la ten yore so den sa de ta chu la ten ni ma de wa chu la ten ni sa dia cha ba cha shin nela chu dia ten neva chine de yorgesen yo mari chudiyan ten la ten lung la ten yore sone ma oxi lung ki jingkor de la ten ma lung la ten ching lung diyan kang la ten yore sena lung di namkha la ten yore sone namkha di meva yin yang lung di ko desa minduwa ten yon di lung di namkha la ten ma je namkha la rup neva yin myo ki namkha di shenda chi la ten yore sene namkha kurum kawa ten yo ma re sone namkha ten shayas chi yo ma ra ma ten yon di Deba maybe chir lung dang chuda dang sore say kamla teni rapto nege ba maino son de sa dang chudang lung dezo pan namkala teni nebare namkadi yang diso la tsu temba rebesen namkad tsu temba yo mare sore dadi ka sore chunin de la pangan suji तो मादा भी चोदो तो पाते हैं बच्चे तो मादा को तो चुनी ला आ कसो चुनी ले चु देंगे मारे ही भी तो दी पेशी गए पेड़ ले तो दें दी दिने तो माँ यूंग रही है वाह
So third is the detailed explanation of the true nature, and the first day is the example. Well, it is true that the universe which contains us, the circle of Earth or the mandala of Earth, depends on the mandala of water in which it takes form and remains, and the water depends on the wind, and the wind entirely depends on space. Yet, because space is not dependent on any substantial or conditioning causes, it does not have any need to be based or depend on the elements of wind, waters, or earth. So, the way our world is, as you know, is that we rest on the ground. You know, there's the ground as as a basis. But this ground, this earth, then cannot, you know, just rest without a basis itself. It needs to be supported by something. And so it depends on the mandala of water. And so in which so this mandala of earth takes form and remains. The mandala of water itself as a basis, which is the mandala of wind, and the mandala of wind also does not rest without a basis, but depends on space. But space itself does not depend on any substantial or conditioning causes, and so therefore it does not need to have any to rely on any particular base. And so it is... So even though so the other ones depend on the space ultimately, yet the space does not depend on the elements of wind, water, and earth in this way. And so it is the same. So this is the example just to illustrate the fact that even though all the impurities manifest within the element based on the element, yet the element doesn't depend on all the impurities to be there to abide.
난데 깊이디 난데 산이니 쇼조레 강사들한테 나샤 근데니 디바틀레나요나 카시 제이체 근데니 바지 카소르 트레셔는 가지러서 위켄 지도 없어요.
So we'll stop here with the text for today. So if you have questions, then you're welcome to ask. And you know, otherwise, I mean, we can leave early since it's the weekend. Then might be a good idea. No? You're
in. With regard to verse 50, it's been repeated a couple of times already that. The Dharma Dhatu pervades all phenomena. But the Dharma Dhatu has been described as this union of emptiness and clarity. And, for example, space, in the same explanation, is said to pervade like all kinds of form. But it has no clarity. So forms, like or outer objects, lack this element of clarity. So I wonder if... because if you say all phenomena, that includes form. If we have to understand all phenomena here as all beings, that possess the nature of clarity. Of course, it's been said already a couple of times, and I think I have to ask that. Should I make it a little bit more concise?
Oh, if you could, yeah, lovely.
Do all phenomena possess the element of clarity? Because the Dharma Dhatu possesses the element of clarity and it pervades all phenomena.
You're just talking particularly about material, not mind.
All phenomena, it says. Dharma Dhatu pervades all phenomena. That means that phenomena, all phenomena, including form, must possess the form, the element of clarity.
The aspect of clarity.
Yeah. Or do we have to understand, or maybe that's a way for
it. Yeah, that was super concise, was it? The ceni di sharwa karse tombe cha tan sewe cha niyo ra tas tena indu tene chö tamche la sewe cha te yoga ra on den dar bes tene de kiba du tene zu to ta chi sa do la so pa te so la yan chi sewe cha te yore di kogore bes ti to te chi chö tamche chö in chö tamche la kiba se du kas tene chi zu la yan tene sewe cha te yore is kogore bes
The thing is, rigyoba yina sadur jala sobat sila rigyoba ta dijini elme bi cher sengenge dani gi chik chung sama dani la samna tango bura alwa ti chwe ondi ada chwe thang jala chap se ondi ta digi chwe thang jala chapa ki kap su ta kangi ti dang chikwa chini samna tango alwa sadur rida sengenge so ada su ka sengi nang shakwa dendi chere mato Then la mebaris.
So the question is, when we said that the Dhamma Dhatu pervades all phenomena, and the Dhamma Dhatu was defined earlier as being the union of appearance and emptiness, or clarity and emptiness, sorry. So here, does it mean that all phenomena have the clarity aspect? And the answer is that we need to connect that with what was explained in the three reasonings, the second one. You know, suchness is indivisible. At that time, this is what, you know, it was explaining, that this is, so you need to go over that reasoning, that second reasoning, and then think about that. But what it was saying, basically, is that the even though, so on the kind of general level, then we say that the Dhamma Dhatu pervades all phenomena, but actually, if we look a little bit more deeply into this, we realize that actually all phenomena, the outer phenomena, are not... do not exist out there as such, but are just product of the mind, and so therefore there's no question whether they are pervaded by the Dhamma Dhatu or not. They're just, you know, illusions in the mind, construct in the mind.
Shigi nawa tu nawa tu tar tu na kola tu 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 ka su ta cha sa kogi chap singa su la chi samu tanga ya.
So when we say, for example, when we say, you know, that the Dhamma Dhatu is the ultimate nature of phenomena, so ultimately what it comes down to, it is very much the nature of everything, but that, you know, because it is the nature of the mind, and the mind produces those appearances, so those appearances are in nature of mind, and the nature of the mind is the Dhamma Dhatu. So therefore, ultimately, you know, then it is the nature of everything. But we need to understand how that, you know, that happens, how that is. So that's why we say that, then, you know, it pervades everything. But this is what we need to understand.
So to make my question a little bit simpler, if you could say something about the three types of valid cognition, that would be very helpful, I think. So the conventional valid cognition of pure perception, of impure perception, and I think the third one was investigating nothing.
So the tema sumira.
Tema.
Timasum de Candires, Timasum Senate Coke, Tic Tani Timati, Dazi, Tani Tani Timu, Tudungi, Timata, Tene, Dunanjubitima, Sum, Tene de Candires, Kiwata, Chinam Shadow, Tata
Timas, Chitan Timasum, Timasum Mambuchi, Chiara.
Tsutong tani tsemata, ane dazi tsutong tani tsemata, 아니 거기 즉 이와 숨바디 디 드난 쇼베츠 숨디 디도도 있고 이와 숨도 오지
이제 말씀하시는 지당 세만 니체고 담아서 세만 니체네 네 군도 타니리 세만 될라 초동 세만도 다즈 세만 쓰는 거 니체 그리고 견주 세만 쓰 그리고 주비 세만 쓰는 거
대 담보 드기어나
네 인제시는 없이
담보 대 네 체내지리다.
소통 체마 생긴데니 데레. 소통 체마 세운데 딱 나랑 속이 가서래. 지난 소소기 위 줄눈 줄봐. 소소기 위 줄눈 줄비게 다 즉 율지여봐. 소소기 위기 무슨데 소소기 위기 제발에 리게 똑 통닝기 율 똥인디라. 디 동인이 시바텔라 소통 체마스 시에요리 알아? 근데 다직 체마스는 데다 파비게 가서래 네 로바 파비게 주기 다 소통이 줄리 대비기 부당 예시게 나와 세야다 데나신 둘지기 때문에 둘니기 신경 나와 세야라 소바 데나지 상지 파비게 다 주기 뒤기 나와 가서 조진자비 나와 차상시하고 그래 조진자비 나와 봐. 네, 나 당직 체마 시기래. 지금 단지 체마 쓰는데 동이 때라 파밍이 체마 되나? 단지 체마 쓰는 직 시기래 봐. 단지 체마 쓰는 봐. 아, 단다 동이 때라 파봐. 추기 뭐 동이 때라 파봐 되나? 맵지 리과디졸라양 단지 체마 쓰는 시기래. 대토비게 다 델레테니게 비체바체만 졸라야 다 가서레 된지 체마스니 시에요
딘 무슨 다 제바데 다지 다지 체마데 무슨 다 제바데나
다 소통 체마나 무슨 다 제바니가 요레
그래서
다지 체마나 파제 다 무슨 소답지 무슨 비 체마 소답 차로 응 다지 체마데라로 응 다섯 세만데 롱은순 미체마스치 다 답이 율드서 롱은순도 통되니 이게 시에바티치 된주 세만데라 다 하람 니가 기차 니가 기차세는 다 쪼쪼 된주 세마스용도 니차도 오래 갈세 제바 세마스원 없지 알아? 잘 오래 당고 된지 썸었다나 그냥 테스트 마치 뭐 나로라도 마고 트라이 해라 당고 된지 썸었다나 하라
So what are the three types of valid cognitions is it so the first the three types of valid cognitions are direct perceptions for obvious objects, inference for objects which are hidden, and scriptural consistency for extremely hidden objects. Or they are the...
So the tema hi kap sari
amari. Ji monsum jepa ta?
Monsum jepa long tema.
Ani, shamadi?
Monsum anga sari. Long ripa menga tema. Long rip menga. 근데 양 직체 세만 넘습니다.
아, 맞습니다.
롱 세만, 리바 세만, 맹아 세만.
롱 세네, 슝입니다.
롱 세인데 다 덤비기. 또 뭐 좀 내는 게
롱이었어. 리바 다.
리바 세용데 다 뒷담화 펼치게 리바 세만. 맹아 세용데 다 슝 나올 매주기 라미기 주비기 맹아 주여. 응. 그래서 니시 덤비기 값어 망쳐와 세만 숨 세만 숨 세네.
There's also another, it refers to another classification that of the valid cognition of scriptures, of reasoning, and pith instructions. That is, you know, the pith instructions being the instruction given by your master in the that are not found in the text, and this is mainly in the Beacon of Certainty, When Mipa Rinpoche talks about three kinds of value cognition, this is what he's referring to. And so those that you mentioned, so the conventional value cognition of ordinary limited perception, and the conventional value cognition of a pure vision, and the the value cognition of investigating to the ultimate nature of things. Those three actually is not what we call, you know, three types of value cognition. It's not like a set of three, but you have a set of two there on the conventional level, the two types of conventional value cognition that are then, so this a conventional limited vision and the pure vision, those two. And then you have also as another kind of type of value cognition, a separate kind of thing, the value cognition related to the ultimate. So first, the value cognition, the conventional value cognition of limited, of ordinary limited vision, is the this perception as we have it. That is, all those objects that become, you know, kind of object of our perception, that can, you know, become all those things that can become object of our perception, that we can perceive, so are the objects of this conventional value cognition of limited ordinary vision. And this, so by means of, so we can cognize by means of either direct perception or inference. And then there is, so the second type is the conventional value cognition of pure vision. So this is the way that the ayahs perceive the pure in their pure perception, perceiving the kayas and wisdom and so on, as well as the perceptions. So that is the perception of the noble ones, the way that they see things. So that is for the conventional valid cognition. Now, in terms of the ultimate valid cognition of valid cognition concerned with the ultimate, that is whatever we apply in order to get to realize the ultimate nature of things, that is those, for example, those majjhimika reasonings and so on, so the different types of reasonings, the ways to approach, to come to understand the ultimate nature of things. So those are, I mean, there would be a lot more to say about this, but that, you know, are elements that you can start to reflect upon, and then to see if that works. Is that
clear? No more question? Yeah, is enough. Oh, yeah. Because I'm more like what you chatted.
Yeah, the question yesterday.
I kind of asked you, but often we say, thank you, we talk about the Dharmakaya, which, what am I saying?
Sure.
I think I said, why do we say Dharmakaya possessing the qualities? When the qualities are inherent, it's kind of like, you know, why do we always say Dharmakaya, which is inseparable from the primordial wisdom qualities or wisdom awareness, when by definition Dharmakaya already possesses them? Do you understand? Why are we making a distinction
between
that Dharmakaya possesses primordial, the spontaneous qualities, when the qualities by definition are already inherent in Dharmakaya?
Chukku yunten yiden zede, yunten tam denba zede. Ta yunten tam denba zena de kanji minden da ishe oris kanji na ta chik de chukku de ta yunten de la yinden de yuro wa ta chik yewa mewa chukku ta yunten de yer meba ra yewa ba yinten de nga kanji ni chukku yunten tam denba zede denba ta na ichi nicha ra wa de chayga
itana nazo kaso tele chine labai na dung de dung kar yoga dung kar shana indi ser shana indi ser de la ser bi khado temba se ne lagur wa re de munish na ser gi tem khado singe ji kha che mere mere de na ya ser la Several cut of ten years. Don't love, don't carve ten years. Carve cut of ten years. Then by not touching to a car sore. A caga you go never your marries. No cheek to ten but ten years. Then you pumala meet up, caso meet up for ten and then you get a share. Then I say, Bajula, caso, Rago ten years. The demba de caga chin demba. Don't love, carve ten body. Kaka mebu on tenpa re. Tiyundi, dini ngu tati meba inay, teni singi cha chogo re es. Tiyun nanshi, chugu de, chugu singi di ta chasang kaso re. Ewa meba chini xe to. Chugu la sanji yuyen den ta naka mebao mango chiyo to go rwa. Ta desu chasang dini kaso re. Chugu singi jikba je nanglo la chewa ina, dini sanji topju mi jikba ji yuyen ta kaso re. Madeba Chobiela so big is something you get some Michaba than the eight air yard digger. Do you need Chugu Saint Chitan Rata? The Ninchi and Nonsense or Dagi, and then Tammy the Chesha Batifu? Passo Richi. Ewa, Chibi won the town, the Nichin Summertown, and the Rays, and what? Chitan, Dembaina, more tatted than the Chapi or Marais.
So, we were saying that, if we take an example of the conch or better even of gold, you know, we say that gold has a yellow color, like a, you know, piece of gold that has a yellow hue, you know, color. That's the way we express it. But you can't, you know, separate the color from the gold. You know, it's not, you know, from the piece of gold. You can't separate it, even though we speak in those terms. And so this is the same here, and it is different from. The case is when you say that the cow has horns, that you can separate the two, you know, the cow is not the horn. But so we use in those two contexts, there are two different contexts, and we use the term when we say that this piece of gold possessed this, you know, beautiful yellow color or golden color, or that we say that the cow has, you know, horns. And so it is fine to say that, you know, gold has this yellow color, you know, or that the conch has this white, you know, shade or white color. That, you know, it's fine to say this. So in the same way also, it's fine to say, even though the qualities are primordially present in the Dharmakaya, it is primordially endowed with all the qualities, there's no separation, yet, you know, it is fine to speak in this way. It's just a way of speaking about it.
That's a charge chibi, long good to charge chibi, chani, chukus and dash button. Then you kick on the shuni shed on the dinner song, you can be chan, chukus and Dr. Miji was here last of us. The goose and she on the young goose on two gimani, a googie, the end of summer time is, did want to chitan, a chukus singing dela, the subu singing chitan, the diggy is a kind of money.
And also, just to be clear about this, when we say, you know, Dharmakaya, so the term kaya is ku in Tibetan, that is, referred to body, you know. But here, when we think about body, we think about, you know, physical form. The term in Dharmakaya, it doesn't refer to that. The Dharmakaya is very much this aspect of wisdom, of primordial wisdom, you know. This is the way that it should be understood primordially, endowed with all those qualities. And if you go into kind of higher teachings, such as, you know, in Dzogchen, then you talk about, you know, the Dhammakaya is the inner clarity of basic space, you know. So there's different ways of expressing it, but basically it doesn't mean that there's, you know, like a physical kind of body which would be, you know, endowed with all, which would have all those qualities, but it's referred to this aspect of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's it, right?